The Eagles' perfect summer has come to a close as they open the fall portion of their schedule. Some excited Eagles fans have dubbed this side of our state Wensylvania. Back goes Wentz. He's looking. He fires. Complete. Touchdown, Jordan Matthews.
That's on point.
Ball is spotted. The kick is blocked. It's blocked, and it rolls into the end zone. Wentz takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He gets out of harm's way. He's pumping. He is floating it, and it's complete at the 50, the 45. He's on his feet at the 30, the 20. Cuts back at the 10, the 5. He is in. Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles. Roethlisberger again looks. He is hit, and football is fumbled. The Eagles have it. It is recovered by Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham is on the football.
Brandon Graham has been outstanding in the first two games of this season and once again causing a lot of problems for this offensive line.
It's so sweet when you walk off that field knowing you gave everything you got. Great job. Team win tonight.
Family on three. One, two, three.
Family!
Cannot do it justice, but we're going to try. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook, it's the day after the Eagles whip up on the Pittsburgh Steelers 34-3. And where do you begin, Brian? I mean, it's been three games of just glowing about this football team, and it's at heights that we haven't seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you win games, and sometimes you win games that, you know, you win by a narrow margin. Sometimes you win games that you're not supposed to win. But then, just like yesterday, sometimes you just dominate people. Sometimes you hold a team that has a good running attack to 29 yards rushing. That's domination. Sometimes you score 21 points unanswered. That's domination. Yesterday, the Eagles dominated the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what you want to see in a young football team. And against, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are a good football team. They're a team that many people said will be the representative for the AFC in the Super Bowl. This Eagles football team dominated them yesterday on their home field.
It's so sweet. And now it's the bye week, and we take a look at the NFC East standings. And what do we see? The Philadelphia Eagles all alone at 3-0, a week to rest, a week to calm down, to kind of bask in that victory and then get back to work and get ready for the Detroit Lions. Brian, you've been on teams that started 3-0, yeah. 2004. What is the feeling in the locker room? Does the team believe that it's a playoff-bound team?
Well, I think this team does believe that. And I think when you talk about teams winning, it's about building that confidence. It's about making sure that the ball continues to roll downhill. And I think this team is doing a pretty good job of handling it the right way. Doug Peterson, a young coach, he's been around the NFL. He's been around teams that have won early in the season. And he also understands they have 13 games left to play. And so he's not going to allow these guys to get the big-headed mentality. He's going to make sure that these guys continue to stay focused on their keys. The small things that got them to being 3-0, they have to continue to do those things. And I think Doug Peterson is the right coach to be able to do that.
Speaking of Doug Peterson, he met the media on this Monday and updated the Eagles situation as the players leave town and get some rest and relaxation during this bye week. We've got you updated here, our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles are coming off of a dominating 34-3 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday as they head into the bye week. But before they go, we heard from head coach Doug Peterson today, and he was asked about how he expects this team to handle being in more of the national spotlight after Sunday's dominating win.
You know, we just have to approach it the same, one day at a time. You know, it's the way this business goes. I mean, you're on top of the world 1 minute, and you could be at the bottom of the heap the next. And you just got to keep things even-keeled and can't get too high, can't get too low, and approach it the same. Again, like I mentioned earlier, you can't substitute for hard work, and that pays off on Sunday. So, you know, we just have to stay the course, and again, long, a lot of football left.
One of the biggest surprises in Sunday's game for the Eagles was the performance of rookie fifth-round pick Wendell Smallwood, who played very nicely after Ryan Matthews left the game dealing with ankle stiffness. Coach Peterson today talked about what he's seen both on the practice field and on the game field from Smallwood to this point.
I just think he's another one. He's much like Carson in how he prepares during the week. And, we've been fortunate with our young players, even Jalen Mills. I mean, we've been fortunate with these guys and how they work and how they handle themselves on and off the football field. And, he's done a great job in practice, and he's put himself in a position to help us. And it was great to see him. We saw it early in the spring. We saw it a little bit in training camp before the injury, and it's good to have that kind of depth at that position with as many touches collectively as a group they're going to get each game, and the wear and tear on that position. It's great to get that many guys in the game.
And now the Eagles have a chance to rest, recharge, and refocus as they head into their bye week before heading out to Detroit in the following week. Today, Coach Peterson shared his bye week message for his players.
The message is just get away. Get away from football, kind of free your mind a little bit. It's been a long, hard training camp, number one, right into the regular season. They've had three physical football games already. Get healthy, rejuvenate, rest. And come back ready to go because we got 13 straight weeks and it's one at a time. But at the same time, they need to take time to be with their families. Coach is the same way. Make this push now.
You can catch all of Coach Peterson's press conference as well as any of our locker room sound from last night's win that you may have missed. You can check it all out right here on demand on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thanks so much, Alex. As we move along here on Eagles 360, we're going to talk about some breakthrough performers that we looked at and appreciated on Sunday and that we anticipate coming as the season goes along. But next up on Eagles 360, Brian and I will talk about an Eagles offense that once again did not turn the football over, played nearly error-free football, and took it to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll be right back.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
You say crazy, I say crafty. You say savage, I say practice. Crazy, crafty, savage, practice. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Welcome back, everyone. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. It's Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Time to talk about the Eagles offense in the 34-3 win against Pittsburgh. B. West, what'd you see?
Well, we saw a quarterback that, again, played error-free football.
Not a rookie quarterback.
Not a rookie quarterback. We just have to say quarterback now. Right. We can't even say rookie quarterback. We have to say a quarterback. He continues to play error-free football. We saw, again, Doug Peterson completely discombobulating the defense. At this point, you don't know what Doug Peterson is going to come out to and what he's going to do in that first 15. He just does a lot of different things. It's not the no huddle. If it's not the empty backfield, it's I'm going to run the football down your throat. He continues to do things that people just are not expecting. And then you add in your quarterback. 74% completion percentage. You love to see that. He's accurate. He continues to get the ball in the right place for his receivers. I love what Carson Wentz is doing.
Brian, the Eagles have really gotten the screen game going again. And we saw it when you played and you were the best at running the screen. What makes it work? Why is this a good offense to run the screen?
Well, one of the things that Doug is doing, and he's doing a great job of this, is making sure that Now, every time that Darren Sproles is in the game, teams are yelling, screen, screen, screen. They think it's going to be the screen. Same type of thing with Barner and Smallwood, those types of things. But now what Doug is doing, which is key, is that he's faking the screen one way, and then he's throwing the ball on this another screen on the other side. He's pulling two or three guys out in front of his running backs or tight ends, receivers that are catching these screens. These guys have, I mean, talking about 700 pounds of body mass in front of them, being able to run the ball down the field. That's why the screen game is so successful.
You know, and that's what's interesting. It's a screen game to the backs. Mm-hmm. We saw the screen for a touchdown to Trey Burton in Chicago. We've seen Josh Huff catch screen passes. I mean, they're really involving all of their personnel. And that extends to the running game. On Sunday, the Eagles, with Ryan Matthews nursing a high ankle sprain, they turn to Kenyon Barner and the rookie Wendell Smallwood. They combine for 121 rushing yards, two touchdowns on the ground. They add some juice to this Eagles offense, some quickness, some elusiveness, and they've really stepped up and shown that they can be contributors in the NFL.
What makes a good running back is, first you have to have patience to be able to get to the hole, get to the right place at the right time. You have to have speed and quickness, and you have to have explosion. And talking about Smallwood and Barner, two of the most explosive guys on this football team, they continue to show great patience finding those holes and picking those holes, and then they're able to slide, and then they're able to make guys miss on the second level. That takes the running back to the next level. If you can make guys on the second and third level miss, you're taking a gain of 4 or 5 yards up to a 10-yard gain, and these guys have done a great job of that. I love the way that they're running the football.
We are going to talk about this later. The offensive line, though, through three games, outstanding play. It's going to be impacted potentially with the loss of Lane Johnson, but we'll talk about that a little later in the show, as well as some breakthrough performers from Sunday and a look ahead. But next up here on Eagles 360, it's about the defense and the special teams. And oh boy, did the Eagles hand it to the Steelers again, a third straight dominating defensive performance by the Philadelphia Eagles. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange, 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give them heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give them the 1-2.
You tell them, Captain.
Go out there, we're going to really give them the business.
By God, let's sock it to them.
Yeah.
Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, Molly, let's get on the water.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, it's Eagles 360, our only show of this bye week for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll be back next Tuesday here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. In this segment, we're talking about special teams and defense. So let's give some credit to the special teams first. Benny Logan gets the big paw up in the air and blocks the field goal to stymie the Steelers on their first offensive drive. And it really kind of set the tone.
Listen, if you want to stop a team's momentum, they've driven the field a little bit on our defense. If you want to stop their momentum, you block the field goal. And that's what Benny Logan did. Great job of just slowing things down. That makes that offense start to wonder a little bit. Maybe field goals would not be an option. Maybe we have to score touchdowns. That means Todd Haley has to take more chances offensively. It kind of plays right into Jim Schwartz's hands. I love to see a very active field goal block team for our defense. That's what you need to see. Those small plays make a big difference in games like this.
Indeed, and that was the first block for the Eagles of a field goal since the opener against Jacksonville 2014, and it set up the Eagles to dominate the rest of the day defensively. Brian, where is this coming from? I mean, we knew the Eagles had a good front. We had questions about the linebackers. We had questions about the cornerbacks. Rodney McLeod comes in at safety. Clearly has made a huge difference back there.
Well, I think it starts at the top, Jim Schwartz. And I've said before that I think he's the MVP of this team. And you can argue Carson Wentz. You can argue Doug Peterson. But I think Jim Schwartz is right up there with the rest of them. He's brought a mindset. He's brought a thought process, a nasty, aggressive, punishing mindset to this defense. They continue to put guys out of the game. But that's what you want to see. You expect that from guys like Fletcher Cox. Did you expect it from Brandon Graham? He's having the best season of his career. He continues to go out there and do things that I just didn't see before.
I said this, and I really believe it. The Eagles' defensive line is so good that Fletcher Cox is the second best player on the D-line.
That's
because
scary.
Brandon Graham,
yeah,
he's playing tough. I was on the field watching that play, the first play of the game, and he got chipped by D'Angelo Williams and got his clock clean and just came back for more, played more physical football, was quick off the ball, got into the backfield, played the run great. Brandon Graham's playing at a Pro Bowl level through three games, and we see what a difference off the edge makes for the guys in the middle because Fletcher and Benny are also playing really, really well.
Well, Benny Logan continues to get that push right into the quarterback's face. You have to double-team Fletcher Cox at all times. It's guys that are still playing very good, like Benny Curry. He doesn't even get his name called, but he continues to push the pocket. Connor Barwin, haven't heard his name very much. He continues to make plays as well. That's how good this defensive line is playing. But a true mark of how good a defensive line is playing is, does your defensive coordinator need to blitz? Does he need to add guys to it? And Jim Schwartz just doesn't. Ben Roethlisberger yesterday was under siege. He couldn't get his feet set. He was a little jittery in the pocket, and that doesn't happen to Big Ben very often. But that's due to the fact that this defensive line continues to get pressure. I love the way that they're playing.
And on the back end, the Eagles all over the football on Sunday. Big interception in the end zone from Rodney McLeod. I think Malcolm Jenkins had three or four pass breakups.
Great tackles.
Yep. We've seen the rookie Jalen Mills really step up his game. Mm-hmm. And although Antonio Brown had his big game, all kind of nonsense fantasy football numbers.
Antonio Brown is the best receiver in the game. And there were some throws that Ben Roethlisberger threw to him that no quarterback in the NFL has confidence enough to throw to the receiver. I'm talking about he's throwing balls to him. Antonio Brown isn't even looking. No one's thinking that he's going to catch the football. No one's thinking that Ben Roethlisberger is even going to throw that ball. These are some amazing throws. It goes to one of the best receivers in the game. And so I think Jalen Mills had a pretty good game considering who he was facing.
So the Eagles inside the 30, when they're on defense, inside their own 30-yard line, they are holding quarterbacks to a passer rating of 8.2 with one interception, two sacks, 4 of 13 completions, 16 yards. That is a formula for winning games.
Dave, this Steelers team, I don't think people understand. This Steelers team was scoring 31 points a game. They were literally scoring 31 points a game, fourth best in the NFL. They were held to 3 points. 3 points. That's how good this defense is.
Yeah, so they get a break now. They get Leotis McKelvin back healthy for the Detroit Lions. Another piece for Jim Schwartz to use. They come back fresh. Great, 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 great start.
Great performance
for an Eagles defense. And speaking of performances, when we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about some of the breakthrough performances from the first three games of this season. And then we'll take a look ahead and make some predictions on who comes up big for the Eagles starting in Detroit in 2 weeks.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I step to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega. To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah.
Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, let's get him away.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, and the Eagles have shocked the NFL world with a 3-0 record in September. Who has stood out in terms of a breakthrough performance in this undefeated start? Brian, I'll let you go first.
Well, we've talked about the defensive line and the guy that kind of has outshined Fletcher Cox, which is very hard to do because Fletcher Cox is a dominant force inside, is Brandon Graham. He's averaging one sack a game, but the way that he's doing it is pretty unique. He's running through offensive tackles. He's running around offensive tackles. He's making plays in the run game. He's dominating this football front in a way that I haven't seen him play throughout his entire career. We talked about the 3-4. Does he fit it? Does he not fit? He definitely fits the 4-3 defensive end position. He's doing a great job for this football team.
On the other side of the football, how about the Eagles' offensive playmakers? In the summer, we all wondered, where would the Eagles get their big plays from? Would they have enough playmakers to score points? How about those wide receivers? Now, they haven't been all-pro level, but certainly Jordan Matthews has been extremely productive. Nelson Aguilar has stepped up and has looked as explosive as the Eagles hoped he would be coming out of UCLA. And then Dorial Green-Beckham has come in and fit a role. Had a chance to make a touchdown catch on Sunday. Couldn't hold it as he went into the end zone. But you're seeing the Eagles' wide receiving core give Carson Wentz some windows through which to throw. And I think that's really important, creating a bit of separation, playing very productive football at the wide receiver position. And even Josh Huff catching the short passes, the shallow crosses, catch and run opportunities. Coaching staff really using these players well.
What I love about our receiving core, you talk about DGB, you're also talking about Jordan Matthews, Aguilar too. They're big bodies. These guys, even if they don't get as much separation as you would like, because they're big bodies, they can shield the defender off and make room for Carson Wentz to throw the football. You love to see that from a receiving core. You make it a lot easier for your young quarterback.
All right, so breakthrough performances on the weeks ahead. I'm going to begin here, and I'm going to talk about a tight end who we all thought would probably catch, I don't know, 75, 85, 90 passes in 2016. And his name is Zach Ertz. And Zach Ertz hasn't played the last two games because of that displaced rib. He is going to be healthy for the Detroit Lions, at least that's the expectation. And when you bring Zach Ertz into the lineup and you can use three true tight ends, imagine the direction of this Eagles offense and the creativity with Ertz, Burton, and Brent Celek. I think Zach Ertz will prove to be a really key contributor to the Eagles in these final 13 games of the season. And the Eagles have done really, really well without one of their primary pass catchers.
They've done a great job without Zach Ertz, which is hard to say because you never really knew who was going to make up that lack of catches that Zach Ertz that you missed without Zach Ertz. But the one thing that you have is creativity. You said it. From Doug Peterson on down, they've done a great job of being creative with the offense. When you add another weapon in there like Zach Ertz, I think the creativity level continues to rise. I think that the young quarterback will love the addition of Zach Ertz to this offense.
And who's your, as you look ahead here, Brian, who steps up?
Well, I'm thinking about a pair of running backs. I'm talking about Wendell Smallwood and Kenyon Barner. They did a great job in this last game, 25 carries for over 120 yards, two touchdowns. They continue to bring a presence and speed and explosiveness to this offense that you need. And when you talk about pairing it with the offensive line that has done a great job of blocking, creating holes, these guys are slippery enough, similar to myself. They're able to hide behind this big offensive line and find the holes and find the creases in the defense. And then if they're in the open, they have the speed enough to make you pay for allowing them to get in that opening. So I love what they're doing. I'm expecting some big things from these guys in the second half of the season.
And the Eagles have used all of the running backs in each game. I mean, they've really gone deep into the roster and really made everybody feel like they're part of this 3-0 start, that they've got ownership and that they've got a role. And I think that's important for team chemistry.
Well, if you're talking about getting involved in the game, there's been games where if T.O. didn't catch the ball earlier, he's not blocking. He has an attitude. Same thing with Deshaun. But Doug has done a great job of spreading the ball around. Everyone's invested. Everyone's involved in the offense and making sure that they make this thing work. That's how you get that chemistry to pull back together. You get a pass, you get a pass, you get a catch, you get a catch. I'm going to run the ball with all these running backs. Everyone is invested. That's a good thing for this offense.
All right. So the Eagles off to, well, an undefeated start here in 2016. We've got one more segment to go. We're going to take a little look ahead and talk about the offensive line. We know that it is potentially out there. Lane Johnson, hoping to get his appeal heard next week. Will he be there for the Lions game in two Sundays? We'll talk about it next on Eagles 360. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander. Do you have what it takes to win big? Convert a field goal from the 20-yard line, and you could win $10,000 for you and $10,000 for the school of your choice. Learn more at philadelphiaeagles.com/Santander.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking? We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
The bye week is here, so what does that mean? Let's take a look at our Amorosos on the menu peek for you. We've got Doug Peterson in studio, head coach. We've also got defensive line coach Chris Wilson in studio. And that's pretty much it, as the players have taken off, and so are we. So this is the only 360 of the week. That's your Amorosos on the menu look. Amorosos, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. All right, Brian, let's talk a little bit about this offensive line. They've done a great job for three games. Lane Johnson's potential suspension is out there. If he is suspended, how does that shake things up? This would be a real test for depth and coaching.
Yeah, one of the things that you want with your offensive line is continuity. You're talking about these guys playing together for an extended period of time. And I think we've seen over the first 3 weeks of the season that these guys started a little slow and they continue to get better as the season goes on. That's because of continuity. So when you lose a big piece, probably your best offensive lineman in Lane Johnson, if he is in fact suspended, I think it's going to be a little bit of a test for these guys. But this is a good thing. You have all of the bye week to try to figure this out. You have all of that time to make sure that you're prepared, the mindset as well as physically, to go out there and play. And so I think Doug Peterson and his coaching staff, who's done a great job so far this season of making sure guys are prepared game in and game out, I think they're doing a great job of making sure this offensive line is prepared for any loss if it comes down to Lane Johnson being suspended.
And Alan Barber, in theory, would go to right tackle. Stefan Wisniewski would play left guard, and then some of the younger linemen would really have to get their learning curve learned and get ready for action should they be called upon. But so far, the offensive line has been terrific and really has keyed this offensive resurgence with rookie quarterback Carson Wentz. All right, you know, ready to take a deep breath. Let's relax.
Hey, man, listen, this is an important thing. After the bye, it's not about the other team. Now it's about the Philadelphia Eagles. It's about us. Can we make sure that we're taking care of our business? If they can do that, then this team has a good shot of winning.
How much did you relax on bye weeks?
Well, it's tough, especially early bye weeks like this. You're talking about you have 13 games left after the bye week, and so you don't really get as much time to relax, only because you're still conditioning yourself. You're still making sure that you're in tip-top game shape, and I think that's the problem with having the bye week so early. You're just getting into game shape, and so you have to continue that conditioning. Your mindset has to be that I have so much more of this season left. I have to make sure that I'm prepared mentally as well as physically for
that. So no island getaways for you?
No, it's too early. Now, we're talking about week 8. I just need to get away for a little bit. Yeah, I'll go to the islands for a little bit, just to see the beach and get a little sand between my toes. But at this point in the week 4 of the season, just a little bit too early for that.
Yeah, well, we've got a week off. We're going to enjoy it. The Eagles are in first place. Great 3-0 start with 13 regular season games to go in a season that has gone in a probably the most unpredictable direction that any one of us could have imagined.
We're happy about it.
Well, we're very happy about it. Well, good stuff here. Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us here on Eagles 360. We're back next Tuesday. In the meantime, have a great Eagles bye week, everybody.